Time to hit the road on a Thursday, as we do with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you doing?
Pretty well, thanks, Andrew.
That's the way. The budget process. What are we talking about?
Well, no matter which side of politics you're on, the way we do budgets, they're presented each year, to my mind, is not only a wasted opportunity, it actively works against long-term policy-driven improvements. The trouble is a huge difference between doing one thing, which might be a big thing, a build or what have you, versus achieving a more adaptable future in the long term and being able to adapt to the long term as well. I think our budget process is a whole pile of my project and replies and other politicians commenting. Doesn't matter which side of politics. It's all about my project is bigger than yours.
Well, when we're talking about like road infrastructure, for example, a good example up here is the bypasses that we've long wanted. Scone's got theirs, Singleton has started, Muswellbrook and wants theirs, but we've been begging for years for these things to happen. Sometimes they promise it, sometimes they unpromise it.
Well, if they do promise it, they promise it at least five times.
Yeah.
But the issue then is not just to build those. And by the way, I've worked on a transport strategy for the Hunter Valley looking at Singleton, what have you. Well, I shudder to think, but it's many decades ago. So, yes. But it's not just a road. Why are you doing it? Well, okay, to make the traffic flow better, but what about the nature and the centre of those towns? What are we doing with them? And what does that mean in long-term policy strategy about revitalising them, which incorporates things now like, you know, some degree of, communication, internet access, and a whole range of things. So instead of just saying, we will build that, what are we saying for it in terms of working with government, states and locals to make the places like, you know, Muswellbrook's and Singleton's into as vibrant a township as possible?
That does actually seem to be the purview of the local councils. The state and federals, they seem to worry about things above that, unfortunately.
Well, you've got to work them together. And
yes,
you can't just, to my mind, say, well, we've built it, aren't we good? We've got to keep measuring it. Okay, how many people are using it, and are we still getting some through traffic? And this raises an issue. Albury had it years ago. Do you build a huge, big bypass way out in the sticks, or do you build it relatively close so that it can be used not just by Sydney to Brisbane sorts of trips or, you know, long trips, but by others as well? Now, the simple answer I'm not giving for each town, but I'm desperately asking that we ask those questions, that we look at it as to why, and we then have a key measure or measures that we look at, apply and measure after the event to learn from that experience and adapt as we go.
David, do you think this budget process is indicative of us as Australians? If you look at the United States, for example, when they do a project, they do a massive project because they don't have to worry about it for 100 years, whereas we do little bits at a time. We don't do the whole thing because we figure, oh, well, somebody else will have to worry about that down the track.
Oh, look, our short-term vision is appalling. You know, and the reason we do it then is we then say things like, well, we'll change the price of petrol and so the average family will save X dollars per year. And the average, you know, it's almost meaningless. The policy direction might be, how do we help those the costs of transport? Now, the policy direction then is not just the average. How do we help those who need it the most? And that's a different question altogether.
Yeah,
it might still incorporate some aspects that you're doing, but it's a different question.
Yeah, and it's not always necessarily the question that some politicians are looking for, because they're not always helping the communities that have put them in that place. David, it's a fascinating discussion. We will have to talk about it more the next time we go motoring on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Thanks, mate.
My pleasure.